This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. Delivered his remark during the program of Paviliyali Dham related to Parwar Samaj of Gujarat through video message, Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as a way forward. The Prime Minister lauded the Parwar community's dedication to service, love for nature and commitment to cow protection. Mr. Modi highlighted the government's free vaccination program for livestock to combat foot and mouth disease, urging the community to ensure regular vaccination for their cattle. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority has notified regulation for operationalization of the Unified Pension Scheme. This follows the UPS notification in January this year by the Government of India for central government employees covered under NPS. The regulation will come into effect from 1st of the next month. This regulation enables enrollment of three categories of central government employees and existing central government employee in service as on 1st April 2025, who is covered under NPS new recruit in the central government services, who joined services on or after the first day of April 2025, and a central government employee who was covered under NPS and who was superannuated or voluntarily retired or has retired under Fundamental Rules 56J on before 31st March 2025 and is eligible for UPS or the legally wedded spouse in case of subscriber who has superannuated or retired or has demised prior to exercising the option for UPS. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called for collective commitment from the government and the IT sector to achieve a $450 billion services export target. Addressing the inaugural session of NASSCOM Global Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister expressed confidence that in 2025-26, India's services export could surpass merchandise export with IT at the forefront. Mr. Goyal added that services exports are expected to reach between $380 billion and $385 billion this year, further solidifying India's global presence. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a comprehensive discussion on bilateral cooperation with his Bolivian counterpart Celinda Sosa Lunda in New Delhi. On the occasion, both sides signed an agreement on quick impact projects. In social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the recent opening of new Indian embassy in La Paz reflects the resolve to deepen the India-Bolivian partnership. He said the signing of agreement on quick impact projects is another step forward in that direction. A total of 30 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh yesterday. The body of these Maoists have been recovered. A security force Jawan has also been martyred in the encounter with the Maoist. The first encounter took place in Birjapur district after the security forces had received intelligence input that a large number of Maoists are present in the forest located in the border area of Birjapur and Dantewara districts. Security forces have recovered the body of 26 Maoists from the spot, while the second encounter took place in the border area of Kanker, Narayan and Narayanpur districts. Four Maoists were killed in this encounter. Zimbabwe's Christy Coventry has been elected as the 10th president of International Olympic Committee. At the 144th IOC session in Costa Navarino, Greece, Coventry is the first female president in the history of IOC. The 41-year-old Zimbabwean was chosen for an 8-year term of office. And that is the end of this news bulletin.